Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Stones bringing us back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. That's the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer. Marie Dubuque is our guest. Marie Dubuque, D-U-B-U-Q-U-E. Four U's in that name, ladies and gentlemen. And you can find her at youtube.com/Marie Dubuque. And you'll find, I don't know, how many, something under 100,000 videos you've got up there, right, Marie?
Oh my gosh, it's so many. Yeah.
Lots of them there, and she's all over the place there. So check it out, all the things that she has to tell you about as far as taking care of customers and etiquette, business etiquette, all that stuff there. Marie, we're talking about different kinds of customers during the holidays, and a lot of times we get the crazy ones, the ones that have made themselves crazy.
Another
way to say it. One of the things I've been saying, and I wrote an article about this, is that you should never have a customer from hell. You should if you got a customer that's difficult, charge them a lot extra. And if they ask you, why are you charging me more, just say, well, you're a little higher maintenance than my other customers, and I have to charge for that extra effort. And I would say that. And then if they don't like it, then they just fired themselves. They go away. And if they do like it, if they say, okay, I guess you're right, then you're always looking forward to them coming in because you're going to make more money off of them.
Right. And then it forces them to take a deep look at themselves. Like, wait, am I difficult? Because a lot of times people that are difficult don't realize they're difficult. My husband will tell you I'm difficult, but I don't think I'm difficult.
He's wrong about that, Marie. You have him call me. I'll straighten him out. Hey, Marie,
But you know what I mean?
Go ahead.
Yeah, it forces them to take a look like, wait, what can I do to myself? What can I do to improve my outlook?
Mm-hmm.
And how other people look at me, right?
Well, and if people don't like that, just say, look, I'm a small business. We do a lot of things that really cater and customize. We customize for our customers. And I can't do that for nothing. If I spend a lot of extra time on your stuff, that means I can't help other people. And I only have so many hours, so much time in a day, so much resources. I have to make money on the investment I make. And if you're if you're taking more of me, I have to charge you more.
Right, and then if you're getting paid more, you're naturally going to be nicer to this person, which in turn, they will hopefully learn from that.
Right.
That is a great idea. So it's not like you have to confront this person saying, look, you're this horrible customer and I can't stand it anymore. Get out of my office. No, instead you charge them more. It's wonderful to see you.
And then if they say, win-win. You're charging me too much, you just kind of shrug and go, well, okay. Don't let the door hit you, you know, all that. Anyway, hey, another thing I want to talk about is you get a lot of questions from folks, don't you, on your YouTube
channel. Oh, yeah.
What are you hearing?
A lot of employees, and they cannot get along with their coworkers, and I help them with ways that they can get along better and deal with volatile coworkers.
What's an example of their problems?
Oh, some of their problems are that, this is the number one, is I view their work, or they put me down, or they try to make me look bad in front of the boss, and I tell them ways to work it out. But my question for you, Jim, is what happens if they can't? And I say, well, go to HR, but in a small business, there's no HR.
Right.
So then, now, when does the small business owner step in? That's what I'd like to
ask
you.
Well, this is where, when this happens, the first emotion that a business owner has is the same one when two teenagers fight it out and one of them tells on the other one and you don't even want to deal with it. You know, come on, quit being babies, work this out. So that's your first response. That's your first response. And you might even say that initially, but there actually might be an aggressor, maybe even an abuser in the mix. And so you kind of have to make sure that you aren't, abandoning a victim. So
right,
you have
exactly.
To, you have to check. You have to check on that. Just say, well, okay. Have I got just? And you might say, have I got a case of a couple of whiners who can't get along, or have I got a case where somebody's right and somebody's wrong,
or like a bully situation in
yep.
the workplace?
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah. And so you have to deal with. You don't know. It's very distasteful. Nobody likes it. But you have to do it. For one reason you have to do it is because that kind of disruption in a small business touches everybody.
Sure.
You know, it's like a paintball going off inside of a phone booth. You know, if anybody remembers what those things are, you know, everybody's going to
permeates the office.
Everybody's
right,
going
right,
to get splattered, right? So it.
Oh my gosh! I mean, it makes the office a miserable place to be for some people, and especially if you've got a small group
mm-hmm.
and everybody is affected by it. Yeah.
Well, usually you've got one person that you can kind of rely on to be the watcher and the observer and the level-headed one, and you can kind of say, okay, give me the lay of the land here. And usually there's somebody that you can count on to give you the scout, so to speak, and tell you what's going
right.
on, and then you but you have to deal with it, especially.
Oh, right.
Especially, and if it's happening before the holidays, fix it now, because in the middle of the rush, that's not good when it comes up.
Right, and I tell people, look, the boss is going to see this person's true colors. They
yeah,
will.
That's right.
Eventually.
That's right. And then January comes, and somebody might lose their job. Hey, Marie,
exactly.
Good job. Give us the website again, please.
It's youtube.com/MarieDubuque. Thank you so much, Jim. I
Thank
had
you,
such
Marie.
A great time on your show.
We all have, love having you here. Come back soon.
I sure will. Bye-bye now.
Marie Dubuque, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.